Welcome to Never Judge a Book by Its Cover podcast. My name is Ruth, and today I will be reviewing The Skylark's War by Hilary McKay. The Skylark's War follows a determined young girl called Clary. She and her brother both seek relief and joy from their magical summers in Cornwall, staying with their grandparents and their charismatic cousin, Rupert. However, when the war arrives, their beloved cousin Rupert is whisked off to war, and their family soon see their world tear apart. The Skylark's War seems to offer a unique contrast between the misconception of grit and despair of how we view the war and the reality of joining the war effort. When I've always thought about the war effort, I thought it must be sad and hard to continue and dig out the determination and spirit to persevere. However, this book really highlighted how war effort, believe it or not, could be enjoyable, brought a sense of responsibility and obligation, and brought the community together. Throughout the book, characters repeatedly said how they were enjoying the war. As well as this, it was interesting how quickly the author could change the feel and the mood of the book. The book went from magical, to lonely, to fun, to happy, to sad, and much more. This book is about the war, but it's much more than that. It was a story of love, family, and friendship. Throughout the book, you got to see different characters' relationships blossom and fall. The characters were also different. For example, you have the warmness and optimism from Clary, but the cold bitterness and loneliness from her dad. But somehow they blended so nicely, and the author described and built on them perfectly. My favourite part of the book was when Rupert went missing, and the whole community came together to try and find him, by sending letters to every hospital in England, France and Belgium, asking his friends from the army, and much more. I like this bit because even some people in the neighbourhood who didn't like each other bonded over this activity, and characters who I thought were cold and heartless also chipped in. My favourite character was Simon, because even though he was small and fragile, he always displayed lots of kindness and determination to everyone around him, especially Clary, when Peter nor Mr. Penrose was around to help her. The only complaint I had about this book was that it was very similar to many war-themed books I had read. And to be fair, if this was the first war-themed book I've read, I'd probably be more appreciative and applausive, but I felt like the book was very predictable and therefore a bit dull at some points. In conclusion, The Skylark's War was an interesting book to read. I recommend this book for readers who enjoy slower-paced books, because another interesting thing this author did was the story didn't have a dramatic overnight change. It subtly changed bit by bit, and I think this helped to make the book feel a lot more realistic. However, despite this, I do prefer more fast-paced page-turner books. I rate this book a 6 out of 10 because it offered a different perspective of the war, but it was a bit too predictable and slow-paced for me. Anyway, that's it from me. I hope you have a lovely day. Bye! Remember, never judge a book by its cover!